friends, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Before the king, Nebuchadnezzar, there are three boys called Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in the Israeli dialect, but Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that stands on the inside of you. When you stand before your Goliath, there's a David that's standing up in. I wish I had some praying church in the house here. When you stand before your job, there's a Jesus Christ that stands on the inside of you. The ship breaks apart. And they made it on broken pieces. And when the ship got to the other side, all broken up. Planks all over the wall. Every man had a plank. The plank became a life preserver. And everybody on board was safe and sound. Do I have a prayer church in the house? Somebody here know that the Lord will take care of you. I wish to have a praying church in here. Who in here know that the Lord will come and see about you? They get on the other side and they are called barbarians and Paul becomes the snake comes out of the fire, and Paul got to shake the snake off. Tell your neighbor, sometimes you got to shake off something. When people get on your nerve, you just got to shake it off and keep on moving. I don't have no church in here. Shake it on. But the key to the text was that Paul had to go to the commander of the hour, and he needed prayer, sir. And Paul had prayer, and the man's life was restored. Somebody got to know that Lord will make a way somehow. He may not come when you want him to come, but the record says he's always on time. That a people says that he's an on-time God. And she said, yes, he is. Paul knows something about being persecuted, because every day of his life, on his way to the Roman jail, he was being persecuted by Satan. Well, but I heard it tell little Timothy, I fought a good fight. I ran a good race. But now I'm ready to go. But I still see him in 2 Corinthians 5:1 said, if this earthly house of this tabernacle shall dissolve, that I have a building of God, not made with hand, but eternal in heaven. Paul knew, he said, I don't want you to be ignorant about those that are asleep. In other words, they're sleeping, y'all. They're not dead, but they just rest in the heavenly graves. But I love the Lord because Paul stood on the word of God. And when you stand on the word, look like the storm don't stop coming, but you stay standing on the word of God. And God said it, baby, till the end of the world, I'm gonna stand on his holy word. But ain't the Lord all right with you, Mom? He's a God you can count on. He's a God who don't go to sleep. He's a God who's taking care of you every step and a mile of the way, y'all. He's a God who will come down, wipe your eyes. Ain't nobody had no crying days in here, but he'll come down and wipe the tears from your eyes, and you won't cry no more. I love the Lord. Pastor, I love the Lord. Driving up and down the road, you got to love the Lord. Going back home, fixed up, you got to love the Lord. Drive back up for another dose. You got to love the Lord. Anybody in the house, you're no longer a fan, but now you're a follower. Do you really love the Lord? Don't fool me now, because the Lord needs some cheerleaders. Anybody in the house wanna cheer for the Lord? Can you cheer for what God has done with you? If he brought you out of 1, 2, 3 hospitals, can you say, God, work it out? If he brought you out of the doctor's office, can you say, the Lord brought me out? Because when I say, who did it, you say, the Lord did it. If I say, who woke you up, the Lord did it. Who put you to sleep, the Lord did it. Who fed should have been crying. find preachers like that. You'll find pastors like that. He's been underpaid for 20 years. I know I am. He's been underpaid for 20 years. When you have a dedicated path, you ought to do all you can. Take care. Because you got to go through about another 30 to find one dedicated. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pastor, give me some old time church with that, Steve. Y'all don't mind, do you? I like to go back way back to give me some old time church, Steve. Y'all, we got to keep praying for Pastor and his wife. We got to keep praying for him, y'all. The more we pray for him, the more the Lord bless you. We were having an altar cry out here. Pray for me, y'all.